Under the proposal, jurors must unanimously find aggravating factors in each case to trigger the death penalty. The judge must also agree with the jury's findings, or he or she could downgrade the sentence to life in prison. The state Supreme Court said Delaware's capital punishment law was unconstitutional in August because of its reliance on a judge to ultimately decide whether or not to implement a death sentence instead of a jury. Delaware juries previously offered their recommendations for the judge to consider.
Well, that's wrong. That's I don't see where that's correct at all. So I think that this is long overdue.
That's Milton Representative Steve Smick, a former state trooper and chief sponsor of the bill. He notes it's a tool that deters would-be criminals as well as those already locked up in state prisons. State Senator Brian Pettyjohn agrees.
There are people that will not commit a murder if they think that the ultimate punishment that they'll receive is death.
Pettyjohn served as a Georgetown city councilman when Georgetown police officer Chad Spicer was killed during a traffic stop in 2009. Both he and Smick say the death penalty should be reserved for the most heinous of crimes like that case.
It's not just a crime of passion. It's not just a one-time thing. It's normally something that we can see that this person will have developed, if they haven't already, a propensity to collect victims of homicide.
Spicer's killer, Derek Powell, did receive a death sentence in 2011, but he, along with 11 other men on death row, had their sentences commuted to life in prison in December by the Delaware Supreme Court. The pro-death penalty camp, Smick included, at least partly blamed the death of correctional officer Stephen Floyd in a recent 19-hour hostage standoff in the absence of capital punishment. But Representative Paul Bomback says that shouldn't be a factor, noting that grisly crimes will happen regardless of the law on the books.
What I'm hoping the General Assembly and the governor focus on is this the right move or not? Is this effective? Is this just? Is this fair? And is this the right move for Delaware?
The court battles ended a multi-year standoff in the General Assembly that split party allegiances on both sides of the aisle. State senators voted to repeal capital punishment in 2013 and 2015 by one vote, only to have it blocked in the House after hours of emotional testimony from families of murder victims and those who had been wrongfully sentenced to die. Representative Sean Lynn led that unsuccessful repeal battle in the House for 2 years. To him, the margin for human error and prosecutorial misconduct is too great to ever allow a death penalty to exist.
The bottom line is, I think what the court and the courts in general across the nation are telling us is there's no constitutional way to enact state-sponsored murder. It can't be done.
And repeal supporters like him could have problems on their hands. In a statement, Governor John Carney said he'd consider signing the death penalty back into law if the bill only applied it to those who kill law enforcement officials, including prison guards. That's despite saying he'd probably veto such a bill during a gubernatorial debate in October. But Smick, the bill's sponsor and the former state trooper, dismissed carving out such a protection for his fellow law enforcement officers.
They don't feel that their life is any more precious than the victims that they serve every day. So you're not going to find that to be a popular thought with those who it's intended to protect more than those who they are protecting.
The legislation will be filed sometime this week. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.